1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com. Heading out on the phone with Senator-elect Rick Jones, a Republican from Grand Ledge. Good evening, Rick. How are you?
Good evening. Very good.
This is going to be your new home.
That's okay.
I heard you this morning with Tony. You were great for a whole hour. It was some very good listening.
Well, I've been listening to you most of the day.
Very well. I appreciate that. We all do here. The one thing that I did want to kind of touch on, because something came up today that brought it back to mind again, was the story that was making news the last couple of days about lawmakers unwittingly wiping out the penalties for users of synthetic marijuana like K2. And I hate to have you reiterate again, but could you tell us what K2 and substances like it are?
Okay, K2 been invented as a synthetic marijuana. It's a synthetic chemical that comes in from China. It's sprayed onto leaves, and it was sold legally, unfortunately, as a potpourri or an incense. But everybody that bought it knew they were paying a great deal of money for a tiny amount of leaves so they could go home and smoke it and get high. Unfortunately, this is not marijuana. This is a serious synthetic drug. Many students have ended up in the hospital from Traverse City to Oakland County. So the legislature banned this product, and that took effect October 1. So selling this stuff was a serious felony, and simply possessing it was a misdemeanor.
Well, okay, and I appreciate you catching us up to speed. How did it happen that the criminal penalties for this kind of got wiped out this week, the last week ago?
Well, unfortunately, this week the governor was signing a series of bills, and 4919 was a bill that allowed inmates who were in prison for life for drug offenses to simply have a parole hearing. And this thing was drafted in the middle of the night, and so when this was presented to the legislators to vote on, this lame duck session in the middle of the night, the attorneys explained that what the legislators were voting for was simply this action, allowing a parole. And so the thing was sent to the governor. Well, the governor's attorneys looked at it and rightfully told her, this thing wasn't drafted right. If you sign it, you're wiping out penalties on K2. And she went ahead and signed it anyway and then sent a letter to the legislature and said, you need to fix this next year.
So instead of her not signing it to begin with, she sent it to you folks to fix afterwards.
Yeah, and I really disagree with her actions. She should have taken her attorney's advice, and in my opinion, and not signed 4919 and simply sent it back to the legislature and said, fix this thing, not make K2 legal, and then leave. You know, what kind of a message does this send to the students out there? It just was a terrible thing to happen. Well, today I got an email from the Prosecuting Attorneys Association of Michigan. They said, we researched this product. Because it is a controlled substance, we could now actually charge as a felony. So what the legislators intended to be a misdemeanor, the prosecutors are saying we could go now and make this a felony. And kids could face 2 years in prison. And it certainly was not the intent of us, you know, when we passed the original law.
So that's because of that late night sessions and things getting kind of fell by the wayside. Now it could be a felony as it stands until this is fixed with the new session.
Absolutely. So the message tonight to parents out there is make sure your kids don't have this stuff. It's dangerous. It's putting kids in the hospital. And to the students out there listening, flush it. Get rid of it. It's a felony. It's going to get you in a lot of trouble. It's going to ruin your life.
Now, the governor then sent a letter. Governor Granholm sent a letter, am I correct, that asked the lawmakers to fix it. So is that where it sits now? And you folks coming back in need to work on this when you get back then?
Absolutely. It's one of the first bills that I will be requesting in January. We're going to fix this thing and make it right. I just wish the governor hadn't signed 4919 and sent this terrible message out.
Well, the reason that it kind of came up for me today is my daughter was actually driving through East Lansing and saw a sign in a shop advertising K2, and it was advertised with a line underneath it that said completely legal in a front window on Grand River. So I got to tell you, I'm confused.
Well, what's going on is some stores have gotten a new kind of K2. It's another chemical coming in from China, sprayed on leaves, and they're selling it to kids. You know, it's pretty shocking when a kid can't go in a store. A 10-year-old child can't buy cigarettes, but they can go buy this nasty stuff, go home and smoke it, and could end up in a hospital. And I got to tell you, this stuff, we're talking serious problems. We've had kids in the hospital with hearts racing out of control, in seizures, with violent hallucinations, vomiting. This is not good stuff.
Well, and so I know you'll be right back at it as soon as you're back in session. You also were appointed to lead the Senate Judiciary Committee for your first term in the Senate. I assume 31 years in police work and 3 terms on the House Judiciary Committee was a good pedigree for that position.
Yes, I think so. I think I have a good knowledge in that area. And, you know, certainly I studied under Representative Van Riggenmorter. He was my mentor, and we hope to do some good work in that area.
You're also with the new administration under Governor-elect Rick Schneider. He's talked about looking to college grads as one way to improve the economy in Michigan. Are young educated professionals part of the solution, do you think?
Absolutely. You know, I think very highly of Governor Rick Schneider. You know, he called himself one tough nerd who stayed in Michigan. He stayed in Michigan. He went into business. He was very successful. And his message to the students out there is stay with us. Don't move out of Michigan because we're going to make it more business friendly. So you can start your business, your company right here, be successful, and that will lead to a lot more jobs. That's exactly what we need.
Absolutely. Are you anxious to get back at it?
I never stopped. I was working today. I was down at the Capitol. I said hi to the Capitol security officer. And we don't have time to take vacations. We've got to start working right now to reinvent Michigan.
Yeah, when I called you today, you'd finished Tony's show early this morning, and I felt a little bad asking you back at the back end of the day, and you said, Cheryl, I'm always working. I'm working today. I'm always working. And I know you are. How are the preparations looking at the Capitol for the inauguration?
You know, I see they were building a platform, and we're hoping it doesn't rain, and perhaps we can have a nice ceremony for the new governor and lieutenant governor.
Yeah, who would have thought we'd be looking at rain and ordering umbrellas for the weather instead of snow shovels and plows?
Well, you never know. You know, we all live in wonderful Michigan, and we have all the seasons, and you never know.
You don't. What are the plans in the Jones household for New Year's Eve?
Quiet evening at home and, staying off the roads.
There you go. I'm definitely with you on that one. Senator-elect Rick Jones, best of luck to you in the Senate as you head back to work.
Thank you. We look forward to working with Rick Schneider. I think he's going to be a great governor. I think very highly of him.
And I thank you for always being so accessible to folks like me who give you a call at the last minute.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much. We've been speaking with Senator-elect Rick Jones, Republican out of Grand Ledge, on Fritz and Friends. We will be back with more after this. Coming up, Bill Thompson, who is a Michigan Radio News editor. I think you'll find this interesting. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends.